Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a great good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson wishing everybody a very happy Texas Independence Weekend. I tell you what, this is a neat tiny time of year for Texas residents.
Indeed.
Starts back late February when the siege of the Alamo began. Things really started picking up.
Right.
And carries on all the way to April 21st when General Sam Houston and a whole bunch of pissed off Texans whooped up on a sleeping Mexican army. So,
and Texicans and Louisianians and...
Oh, there's a whole bunch of people.
Tennesseans and whatever. I'm sure I got some of that messed up, but still, it was an interesting group of people. My goodness, if you look at that history.
It's the diversity that we see today.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Listen, we're going to be talking fishing today. We're heading towards spring now that we are in the month of March. Even though there's a little cool down messing with us. But Mark Nichols, a lost Texan, we call him, from Texas, and now is based out of Florida with his DOA lures. He'll be joining us, giving us an update on some fishing that he's been doing. Mark's been spending a lot of time in the lower Laguna Madre.
Oh, okay.
With Texas Outdoors Journal, South Texas editor Dano Wise.
Test driving.
And he's got some new baits that size-wise matches the spring hatch. So we're going to be finding out about that, plus a whole bunch more. We've got some outdoor news.
Indeed.
As well as national news headed your way. And we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So y'all stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 16 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit automotivereporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube. And listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's automotivereporter.com.
Its ancestors won wars and explored continents. Its body and frame forged in heavy gate steel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle. With more than 70 years of hardcore heritage, a turbo diesel engine, and 5-speed manual transmission. All new, no mercy. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And I'm thinking about what I said last week, that once we hit March 1st, spring has sprung, and my biggest concern is that all the cold weather's behind us, you know. And on the coast, it pretty much is, because we don't want that freeze.
Right.
But I'm ready for spring to really be here, you know.
Yeah.
See some blue bonnets down coming out of Corpus Christi, you know, they're starting to bloom. Few around the rocks and the hill country just starting to emerge.
Bugs.
Bugs, yeah. We're going to have those. Have those.
You all said, of a sudden, what is mosquito hawks?
Yeah.
They're all over the place now.
Yeah, well, that's good. I think because don't they eat mosquitoes?
I've always heard that.
That's what I've heard, too.
Yeah.
You know, you're not an insect guy, though. You can't attest to that.
Entomologist. Right. No, that's not me.
Okay. All right. You said you had some information on a friend of ours.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
I picked this up the other day. I mean, it's just keep on coming.
All right.
Cam Rhody.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The most decorated Olympic shooting sports athlete in history becomes the first ever recipient of the new Winchester Legend Award. A six-time Olympic medalist, first American athlete in history to win six consecutive medals in an individual sport, and she's coming up again in 2020 in Tokyo. Interesting figures on this young lady. 2018 USA Shooting Female Athlete of the Year for the sixth time. Winchester and Kim Rhody have been together for nearly three decades. Well, you know, we'll give them a commercial, why not? Kim was first on the Winchester Advisory Board. A tremendous ambassador for the hunting and shooting sports industry, you bet. Currently ranked number one in the world. First world championship at age 13. Youngest American and youngest woman ever to shoot in the Olympics. Youngest open All-American captain in American skeet. Swept all three disciplines, international skeet, bunker trap, international double trap at the National Junior Olympic Championships. Youngest woman to break 100 in American skeet. First qualified for the USA National Shooting Team in 1995. And the only person to ever shoot an international double trap, bunker trap, international skeet in the Olympics. Just amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know if she stands up with the medals.
You know, incredible. For her stature.
Yeah.
And as she's gotten older, and actually, as we've both watched her career over the years, I think of Sue King. Remember
right.
Sue?
Oh,
okay, NRA board member.
Amazing lady.
Great shotgun.
Absolutely.
Shooter, instructor. And Sue, tremendous shot, you know, over the years as the, you know, as she grew older. And I'm just thinking, wow, Kim having started at such a young age.
Oh, yeah.
But developed the strength and all, you know.
So, and still amazing. Everybody's got a certain style, but you've got instructors that say, do this, okay?
Right.
But Kim is the most erect shooter I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Very interesting. It works for her. You know, she's also on a swivel. But, yeah, she's just amazing. Just a sweetheart.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we're talking about shotgunning.
Yes, let's do that.
Got some interesting reports coming out of last hunting season. Bobby Thornton, who is the founder of the Texas Dove Hunters Association. Mm-hmm. Remember, they were the group that went out and banded a bunch of Eurasian collar doves.
Right.
Okay. State doesn't have the money to study, you know, these invasive species. There's no season. There's no bag limit.
Right.
But they wanted to do a study. They wanted to get folks involved with their organization. And he called me and said, hey, Bill, got the results. So I'd pass it on. They banded 463 birds last year.
Okay.
16 of them were reported. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Four were reported by qualified entries. And there were 864 folks that entered.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Very good.
They went to TexasDoveHunters.com. All right. The inducement was the giveaways, and Mike Baum from Houston won the Polaris Ranger.
Oh.
That's a pretty sweet little
indeed.
Prize, you know.
Gotcha. Yeah, right.
CZ USA shotgun Mike Camacho at Belleville walked away with that. And let's see if I can read my hen scratch in here. I believe it's Donnie Jennifer won a $500 Bass Pro gift certificate. And he's from Sandia down there around Corpus Christi.
You do have some glasses on the table there. In case.
Yeah, thank you. I'm just so vain. I hate to wear these damn things.
Well, I'll
throw
in a commercial, by the way. CZ Shotguns, friends, take a look at those. I love their side-by-sides. They're made by a Hooglu in Turkey that does a lot of things for a lot of different companies. But they make great stuff, and it just keeps getting better, and the value is really good.
Yeah. Well, here's the neat thing. They also gave away some Frio coolers, 24-quart. Uh-huh. But when I was talking to him, I said, okay, when are you going to kick off the 2019 registration?
Right.
June 1st.
Okay.
Go to TexasDoveHunters.com. And I said, are the banded birds from last season, are they dated? You know, much like CCA does. You know, there's a date, and they're defined for that season.
Right.
He goes, no.
Ah.
We're going to just keep adding two.
More
so
birds.
If, you know, more birds, more opportunities.
All right.
Okay.
That's cool. Yeah.
So pretty neat deal. Again,
well, were they happy with the response and turnout?
Initial response,
yeah.
They were tickled to death. Good. 864 entries to get kicked off. Going to be looking at building on that and, you know, sharing some of our thoughts and experiences on shows and where to promote. But neat organization.
Okay.
Well, one of the things that they did find is studies, and we'll get into this later in the year with Bobby, is the distance at some of the boards where they were caught.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and, that's part of the study anyway, right?
Right, exactly.
That,
yeah. And some were caught and then taken away and released, and they came right back home, almost like homing pigeons, you know.
Okay.
But we'll get into more details on that, you know, as we move along. For those that fish, just a reminder, we're going to be telling you that throughout the show and when we get with Mark Nichols later in the program. Starting this Wednesday, the 44th annual Houston Fishing Show at the George R. Brown Convention
you
Center.
You like that show, Don.
I really do. It is a good, solid show, good folks, good exhibitors. I mean, quite honestly, it's one of those shows you go to, and it's like a family reunion because you see everybody, all your friends, you know. Lots of fun, great seminars throughout. Too many to list here, but you can go to HoustonFishingShow.com and get all the information. But it runs Wednesday through next Sunday at the George R. Brown Convention Center.
And on a good note, the government just passed their first gun law. At least the House did.
Yeah.
Friends, we knew it was coming, you know.
Thank goodness.
We still have the Senate.
The Senate,
yeah.
And we do have a president, you know, to veto.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we will see how all that goes down.
Yeah, but it's an expansion of the criminal instant background check.
For
all
private
transfers, private transfers,
yeah.
Gun shows, you know, they call it the gun show loophole.
Right.
But all dealers at gun shows still do that anyway. They are required, so they do instant background checks at gun shows. But this is the individual thing.
Yeah.
So that we'll see.
There's going to be a whole lot of people going, how do I do that? Where do I get the forms? What, you know, what's going on?
Uh-huh.
It's going to be, I don't think it's going to go through.
Yeah.
I really don't. I think there's too much pressure against it.
But
we shall see.
Remember this for the 2020 election.
Okay. Absolutely. Listen, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got your best bets outdoor report. And yes, we are going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 42 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks you need, the trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 42 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 42 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
All right, we're back with Texas Outdoor News.
Yeah, how's your stomach?
We were... If folks only knew what took place, you know, and just, I mean, for
we
both
were talking
of us
about
to
stress on the, on the brain, friends,
We were. No, it's fine. It's all right. It is time for the best bets. And, Harold, you ought to be able to enlighten us there.
Well, I should. This is brought to us by, isn't it, the Houston Fishing Show?
You know, it is.
You mentioned that earlier.
I did, but I'm going to do it again.
Oh, okay.
Just to give folks more information.
Yeah.
Going fishing? Don't. Not until you've been to the 44th Annual Houston Fishing Show, March 6th through 10. Hundreds of booths filled with rods, reels, and the newest lures, electronics, and fishing accessories. Manufacturers from all the world with factory reps there to answer your questions. Fishing guides from Alaska to South America on hand to assist you in planning your next trip. Hundreds of booths filled with tackle items and other products never before seen. Blue water cruisers, skinny water bay boats, kayaks, and high-performance bass boats fully rigged and ready to fish marked down for the show. Hundreds of fishing pros to answer all your questions. Continuous clinics by fishing experts. Special kids clinic sponsored by Fishing Tackle Unlimited and the Two of Us Bass Fishing Club on Saturday and Sunday with prizes for each of the youngsters. Don't miss the 44th Annual Houston Fishing Show, Wednesday, March 6th through Sunday, March 10th at the George R. Brown Convention Center in downtown Houston. For more information, visit HoustonFishingShow.com.
Outstanding.
Now.
Yes.
Let's see what the best bets are.
Let's do this. We're going to check the Texas Outdoor Journal fishing and hunting times this weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday are rated as good. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are our three best days of the week. Thursday and Friday are two more good ones. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday plunge to poor. Sorry. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be actively feeding from early afternoon until the early evening hours around sunset. Next Saturday, we'll see game most active from mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. Next Sunday, a major time shift occurs, with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise until mid-morning. On Wednesday, March the 6th, we will have a new moon. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday is a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. This Sunday through next Saturday are a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides daily. Next Sunday, another three-tide day with two highs, one low.
You know, I'm looking at this, and if I were planning trips and it says that next Saturday and Sunday are rated as poor, go to the Houston Fishing Show.
Ah, good point.
Okay.
And be prepared for when it's good.
Yes, there you go. All right, on the coast, we got weather, and, you know, it's messing with us. Fishing has been sporadic, kind of yo-yo with the weather, tides, temperatures, everything. But on the at the Sabine Jetties, sheephead, redfish, and black drum have been good on live shrimp. East Galveston Bay, those waiting the south shoreline using soft eyes and corkies have been catching some good trout. West Galveston Bay, redfish have been good in the back lakes on shrimp and gulp. Freeport, talk to Captain Mike Seagull. He's been wearing out the sand trout and catching some really nice sheephead on the reefs in Christmas Bay. Black drum are good at the jetties on cracked blue crab. East Matagorda trout have been good while drifting the deeper reefs using gulp, DOA shrimp, or live shrimp. Rockport trout have been good while waiting with gamblers and custom corkies on the shorelines. Port Aransas, go to the shrimp boat channel, use crack crabs and finger mullet for black drum. Baffin Bay trout have been good on gamblers around the rocks and sand and grass areas. Black drum have been good in the land cut on crabs. Trout have been good in the land cut on bass assassins and gamblers.
Uh-huh.
Mansfield, black drum and redfish good on crabs at East Cut. And South Padre, trout are good around the spoil island, channel edges, and color changes on DOA shrimp and gulps in 3 to 4 feet of water.
And speaking of fishing, this week in the Chronicle, Shannon Tompkins did a thing on different names that the same fish is known by in different areas.
Okay.
And a name I honestly had never seen in print and have not heard since I was a kid, Gasper Goo. What'd you cast out? Call me some goo.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
I haven't heard that in forever. Anyway, just I'd fling that out there. Let's go to East Texas. Caddo. Black bass are good on Texas rigged craws, swim jigs, bladed jigs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Lake Fork. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Lake of the Pines. Black bass are good on bladed jigs, spinnerbaits, and lipless crankbaits. Livingston. Crappie are good on minnows in the creeks. Blue cats are good on shad. Monticello. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Sam Rayburn. Catfish are good on liver and night crawlers. Toledo Bend. Channel and blue cats are good on live bait, frozen shrimp, and stinky bait. Bass Drop. Channel and blue cats are good on stink bait and shrimp. Belton. Black bass are good on green pumpkin crankbait, spinner baits, and rattle traps. White bass are good on light blue jigs. Crappie are good on minnows under lights at night in 25 feet of water. Channel and blue cats are good on night crawlers and hot dogs. Palestine. Black bass are good on shaky head worms, spinner baits, and bladed jigs. Crappie are good on minnows. Richland Chambers. White bass are good on slabs. Hybrid stripers are good on slabs. Crappie are good on, ta-da, minnows. Tawakoni. White bass are good on slabs and minnows. Hybrid bass are good on slabs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Texoma. Crappie are good on, let's hear it, minnows. Whitney. Black bass are good on watermelon and redbud soft plastics, spinnerbaits, and crankbaits.
All right, let's head on down Del Rio Way, Amistad Reservoir, where striped bass have been good on white grubs and jigging spoons. Up the Rio Grande River, white bass have also been good on slabs and white grubs up the same river. Catfish have been good on shrimp, liver, and cheese bait over baited holes. To our power plant lakes, where Braunig, black bass have been good on crankbaits and dark soft plastic worms in the reeds and near the jetty and dam. Striped bass good on liver and shad at Dead Tree Point and near the pier. Calaveras, black bass have been good on dark soft plastics, worms, spinnerbaits, and crankbaits near the dam. Coletta Creek, bass have been good on pumpkin seeds, soft plastics, and crankbaits. Choke Canyon Reservoir, man, I can't wait to see what's going to happen with this thing. It's only about 13 and a half feet low. Bass are good on pumpkin seeds, soft plastic worms, and lizards, and flipping jigs in the grass. Falcon, bass are good on chartreuse, soft plastic jigs, and slow-rolled spinnerbaits off the ledges in 15 to 25 feet of water. Brownwood, black bass are good on chartreuse jigs and watermelon soft plastics in 10 to 30 feet of water. Coleman, crappie are good on minnows over the brush piles. And another lake that I'm watching, OH Ivy, about 16 and a half feet low, but it's got 20 feet of additional water covering lots of brush.
Okay.
It's going to be great. What's going on in Central Texas?
Well, in the Hill Country Canyon, striped bass are good on trolling white striper jigs and vertically jigging perch minnows and spoiler shads. On Travis, still almost a foot high, black bass are good on green pumpkin worms, chrome spoons, and fire tiger crankbaits in 15 to 35 feet. Striped bass are fair on shad, crankbaits, and chrome spoons in 30 to 50 feet. White bass are good on minnows, white grubs, and chrome spoons. I got to throw in, if you have never been to the Oasis, and I know you have, and my friend Bo Terrio owns that, that place, I went by there a while back just to go through the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable how it continues to grow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And that, as far as a restaurant, at one time it was the second most seats in a restaurant in America. Now it's probably passed it up. But you've got all those seating areas on those balconies running down the cliff and so on.
Right.
But friends, Austin area, got an excuse to go to the Oasis. That's where everybody goes for the view, you know, and the food, too. It's an amazing place.
Absolutely. On the hunting scene, coming up on Monday, March 4, the light geese conservation season in both the east and west zone will close. Our year-round hunting season, javelina season in the south zone, as well as the open county squirrel seasons, runs through August 31.
Okay.
What have you been driving this week?
Well, anywhere I darn well wanted to go, it was the 2019 GMC Yukon XL Denali four-wheel drive. And friends, when it says GMC Yukon Denali, that means it's big bucks.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Just right off the bat, because I always ask us, yes, on that type of a product,
mm-hmm,
does the units you have, did it have a skid plate?
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, because you know what? It's four-wheel drive. If, mm-hmm, you're going to take it off-road, you need a skid plate.
You better have one.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I have to check now. I wonder if those Range Rovers have skid plates. They're probably made out of diamonds or something, as much as those cost. Anyhow, this has got their big old 6.2 V8 Ecotec engine on it, 10-speed automatic transmission, magnetic ride control, fully automatic locking rear diff, automatic rear load leveling, the Duralife brake rotors that GM brought out sometime. Those are great. If you ever replace your rotors, go for the Duralifes. Front and rear park assist, trailer brake controller, of course. All the trailering stuff you want. Safety, of course, every airbag on the planet. Forward collision alert, lane change alert with side blind zone alert. Lane Keep Assist with Lane Departure Warning, Rear Vision Camera, Rear Cross Traffic Alert, Tire Pressure Monitor, nice theft deterrent system, of course, HD projector headlamps, LED daytime running lamps, front fog lamps. I mean, it's loaded because it's a GMC Denali. 10-speaker Bose CenterPoint surround sound audio system. Tri-zone automatic AC. Heated steering wheel. I love that. Perforated leather seats. Extendable and stick them back and forth, you know, foot pedals, which is great if you're as short as I am. Second row heated bucket seats. Third row folds down. You can put a lot of stuff in this thing. Neat heads-up display. Because you're on top of everything. Connectivity features, all you want. Of course, Wi-Fi, all that kind of stuff. This one had the Denali Ultimate Package, which added power retractable running boards, sun and entertainment package with advanced security package, adaptive cruise with forward automatic braking, the Ultimate Black Edition with the mirror caps that are chrome, onyx black touches, Denali Ultimate Package gloss black wheels, black center caps, chrome exhaust tip. You got to have that. And first and second row premium carpeted floor mats. This all tops out at only $81,940.
Pocket change for you.
Long, easy terms. 14 miles per gallon in town. Who cares? 20 on the highway, which ain't bad for as big as this Whopper is. Well, I mean, they get those seven-year loans now. So check it out, man. It's you know, it's the top of the line. The 2019 GMC Yukon XL Denali four-wheel drive.
Before we go to break, I want to give a shout-out to my buddy Junior Walker with Texas Best Outfitters, Crooked River Ranch Outfitters. After the show last week, snuck out to West Texas.
A
predator hunt. Beautiful country. Teamed up with Gary Don Rich and Mark Kelly. Had an absolute hoot. I mean, those three guys grew up together.
Okay.
So I'm the outsider coming in.
Yeah.
They welcomed me.
They didn't pick on you?
Oh, yes, they picked on me. But it was fun. It was great hunting, beautiful country.
Cool.
And you'll be reading more about that in an upcoming issue of Texas Outdoors Journal.
Wonderful.
But if you're looking for a great opportunity to do some hunting, predator, turkey, deer, hogs, go to TexasBestOutfitters.com. Roy and Becky Wilson are ramrodding that outfit for years, and Junior's one of the best predator hunters that I've ever hunted with.
Good
job.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break from predator hunting. We're going to go fishing on the coast with Mark Nichols, DOA Lures, right after this.
Carter's Country Outdoor Stores were a longtime Texas tradition because we've been doing this for 50-plus years with our world-famous low prices and the USFA's largest selection of guns, ammo, and hunting stuff, including Nikon scopes and binoculars. Nikon's finest optics at affordable prices. Right now, you can save big bucks on Nikon Pro Staff and Buckmaster rifle scopes with instant savings. Plus, your new Nikon rifle scope can be mounted while you wait by our experienced specialist at all four Carter's Country Outdoor Stores.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors who care for everyone. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And earlier I mentioned the Houston Fishing Show that opens on Wednesday and runs through next Sunday. Harold said, you really like it? And I said, yeah, it's because we get together with just a whole bunch of friends. It's kind of like a family reunion,
if
you will.
What, how many years now?
44 years.
Yeah, okay.
At the George R. Brown. And I tell you what, the opportunity for us to visit with a lost Texan good friend, Mark Nichols from DOA Lures, joins us. Mark, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. It sounds like you're fishing. Imagine that.
No, I can't. I had to get up off the floor because there was a pompano in the cooler that was still making a bunch of noise.
There we go. Hey, Marcus Harold, and I got to say hello, man. I haven't seen you in years.
I know. It's been forever. I'm doing good.
That's
good. Bet you look older, though.
Oh, not really. Not me. I grew through my hair, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Mark, you are going to be once again here and in person for the Houston Fishing Show coming up, right?
Yes, sir. Actually, I probably won't be there till Friday. I've got to fly in because I got to do another deal on Wednesday back over on the west coast of this state.
I got you. All right. Well,
I'll be there through the weekend for sure. I look forward to it. It's like you said, just exactly what you're saying. I get to see a bunch of people I don't get to see often enough.
Yeah, Mark, and we're talking about things that have been around for quite a while. How long has DOA been in business?
I started just locally in the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But, I started selling kind of in the real world early 90s, something like that. But it's kind of like having a kid, I guess. It just kind of grows around you. You don't quite realize when it's grown. I don't know if it is or not.
Now, no, in fact, I was about to say, you started with your mainstays, the DOA shrimp, and then you went into your Cal, which I love the name that came from cheap-ass lures. But but last summer, you and I had a chance to fish together down at Getaway Adventures Lodge in Port Mansfield. And I want to start because you showed us your screw hook.
Right.
That we fished on your shad tails that, quite honestly, I was skeptical, and now I'm the biggest convert in the world. That thing is phenomenal, the way that you're able to rig into your shad tail. Are you there, or are you catching fish?
Yeah, you started disappearing on me. Your voice got further and further away.
Okay, well, I was just talking about the needle point screw hooks and how to rig them, because you've got double slits on your shad tails, right?
Correct.
That allows you to rig it weedless, and when we get into the windy months or dealing with floating grass, there's another bait that's not going to be fouling, right?
Absolutely. We'll use, the screw lock, and if it's, real bad, if we want to talk technical for a minute, I prefer in many cases a jig head to a weighted screw lock because it makes the bait glide down because the weight's further rearward. I really like, if I'm, fishing that South Texas area, I like that bait to thump that bottom hard, so I really go to some bass techniques and go over to, I'll put a bullet sinker in front of that screw lock. And we make two sizes as a screw lock. The 3-0 fits perfect in a shad body. It doesn't interfere with the tail action. And then we make a 7-0 that goes in our weedless top water.
Well, these are the same baits that you also can put your pinch weight on to give more weight, right?
Right. And then I'm usually fishing it like a swim bait at that point, more of a cast and crank as opposed to a jigging style.
Okay. All right. Well, and those pinch-on weights are pretty cool because you don't have to use the full weights. You can cut it down and put whatever you want to meet your needs, right?
Absolutely. A lot of times, we're fishing some super thick grass and we want to touch it, but we don't want to bury in it.
Right.
And if you've got that weight, like I was saying, if that weight's further back, if I give a rod tip up, that bait wants to hop up a lot more because the weight is rearward, so it lets that front end rise real easy.
Another bait that I fell in love with is your PT7. Talking about beating floating grass, a little topwater, looks like a little cigar, but particularly once we get the bull tides in flooded grass, great little bait to throw in there or just use, walk the dog. That has a blend of fresh and saltwater applications, doesn't it?
Oh, very much. We're selling it, about 60-40 right now, fresh to salt. But when I get those loose mats, floating grass down south there, Corpus Net area, I can throw it right in the thickest garbage in the world. And I'm not trying to replace top waters. I'm trying to fill a niche that needs to be filled where, you know, so many times you just can't throw a top water because all the loose grass.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, listen, we're up against the mid-show break, and Mark has got a new product talking about matching the hatch. We're going to talk about that with Mark Nichols from DOA Lures right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I am Tracy Claypack. Jeff and I have been farming for about 38 years. Our boys came in to farm with us in 06, and Capital Farm Credit was able to work with us and help us. My husband and boys are farming land that they have farmed for the last four generations. Capital Farm Credit has been there for us. They actually know what farmers need. Our future plans are to continue working with Capital Farm Credit and make our future better.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLS 493828.
Built on a heavy-duty box steel frame, but not built for the road. Because driving it on anything, even remotely flat, would be a waste of diesel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle with more than 70 years of hardcore heritage. All new, no mercy. The Roxor from Mahindra. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
The place to stock up on ammunition is Carter's Country for practice, self-defense, or hunting. Carter's has everything you need from Federal and Estate cartridge. Federal's American Eagle practice ammo is priced right, with 9mm at just $4.97 a box and 45 at only $21.97. The superior performance of HydroShock pistol ammo can be yours in 9mm for $23.97, 38 Special for $22.97, 40 Smith & Wesson and 45 Auto is only $24.97. For the bird hunter, Federal's Top Gun shot shells in 12 and 20 gauge are just $6.87 for a 25-round box, and the Estate heavy game shot shells in 12 and 20 gauge are just $6.47 a box. For practice or plenty of hunting, it's hard to beat the economically priced Estate game and target shot shells in 12 or 20 gauge for only $5.97 a box. Stock up right now at all four Carter's Country locations. Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
We continue our conversation with lure manufacturer and good friend Mark Nichols, DOA Lures. Their website, doalures.com. Before we went to break, you were talking about the PT7 filling a need, a void in the marketplace. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you're filling another void with a small size shrimp for fresh and saltwater application. The 2 3/4 inch DOA shrimp, that is new, isn't it, Mark?
Yes, it is. You know, that's one I went ahead and molded the weight onto the hook, and I can just simply slide the hook weight combo out and slide it into the next bait. It's definitely got a faster drop rate, a little smaller silhouette. It's got a real good, very high hookup percentage. Got a really good VMC hook in it, and you know, that smaller silhouette, we also put a glow eye on it. You always like that pink red eye that you see at night, and it kind of stands out. And it's done extremely well, you know, in the world of Chinese knockoffs. I didn't know that we would do that well with it, but it's amazing that in the world of, you know, I shouldn't use the word Chinese, because it's the American companies that call them up and say, make one like that. I don't know why American company, I would at least say, hey, make one an inch bigger or smaller or a half inch or something, but they stay the same. So I said, I think a 2 3/4 would really fill a niche in the market. And it seems to be doing, I'm really, really pleased with it, because I think it's got a faster sink rate for the average fisherman fishing out of the boat.
Well, and it fills that other niche of during the spring hatch, when baits exactly. are smaller.
Exactly. I helped my dad pull a shrimp net in Galveston Bay, and they definitely go through seasons like everything else.
Sure. Well, and we both know there's sometimes, I mean, if you're not matching the hatch with a profile or size, you're not going to get bit.
Right. Well, you know, we've got, you know, we also have the shrimp that we call it the 2 inch. It actually measures 1 7/8 inches. And just in the last 2 years, we've started selling a ton of those for your night trout fishing. You know, they're using little crappie jig heads in them and fishing them. And, you know, it's then you've got that really small bait that at times when that water's super clear, I think it's easier to, you know, to fool them on a smaller silhouette.
Well, I tell you what, you are an innovator, have been from the get-go. We're visiting with Mark Nichols, founder and owner of DOA Lures, doalures.com. Something else that you introduced us to last year down at Port Mansfield at Getaway Adventures Lodge, your snake oil. Talk about that thing, because not only, I mean, I remember at O.H. Ivy, bass fishermen dredging with a 10-inch bait. This is similar, but also, I mean, redfish eat it up too, don't they?
Redfish and speckled trout eat it up as well. I did not, you know, I ain't about to say, hey, folks, you know, as soon as I thought about that snake, I thought about redfish and trout, because I did not. But we started fishing it. I started fishing it first. I was fishing with a friend of mine up in South Carolina, and we started crushing the redfish using it. And those guys were telling me that a lot of their fish had marine worms in their bellies. And so we started side casting some reds down here and then down there in our Corpus area, and they attack it. And the beauty of it is, not like a jerk bait or a shad tail where you need to move it a little bit. That thing, if you move it an inch, since it's shot in a coil, it wiggles like crazy.
And that's catches wild. Fish. Yeah. I mean, it is unbelievable. I mean, folks, these are just some of the things you're going to see at the Houston Fishing Show at the DOA Lures booth Wednesday through Sunday. Now, I got to date myself a little bit and go back, because I've known Mark for a long time, mm-hmm. knew about his original shrimp. Go to the website, and I remember going and seeing our buddy Terry Shaughnessy, and he was fishing your DOA shrimp under a popping cork. Now, a lot of people were using live shrimp. They said, we're not going to buy live shrimp. We're going to use the DOA shrimp. And I went, is this going to work?
And?
Like a champ.
Yeah.
And you've got a great, great little DOA, what I call a clacker. I mean, it's
right. You know, you go to Houston, it's really pretty funny, where you'll see 10 different forms of a popping cork, and everybody's his best. Well, my theory is, you make a bunch of rattle noise out there, you let it sit there, fish as dumb as a rock, he sees something wiggly and shiny, and he eats it. It's, you know, this ain't a rocket science type of deal. And I like our popping cork, and the reason being, because, you know, when I was first asked to make those for a bunch of Walmarts, and, you know, it was made in the traditional where the weight beads are on the bottom of the wire. Well, that's well and good, but I discovered our popping cork. I like it because the weight is in the float, and it casts a third further than it does when you're throwing it the other way. The other way, a lot of times, you'll get a helicopter, but when that weight is in the float, it shoots like a rocket.
Absolutely, it does, and it absolutely does. I got to ask you a question. At DOA Lures, I'm looking at the website and looking at all the new stuff, along with the old standbys. And you've got a saltwater page, and you've got a freshwater page, and you have some similar products. Any difference, or is that just to attract? Because freshwater guys go to freshwater, and saltwater guys and gals go to saltwater.
Well, you've been around fishing as long as I have, and bottom line is, I always am sort of kind of crack a smile when somebody says, you know, will a saltwater fish eat this, or will a freshwater fish eat this? And I'm looking at them like, we're talking about a fish here, folks. This is not such rocket science. The fish don't know if they're fresh in saltwater. There's shrimp in fresh in saltwater. Fresh in salt water, and there's all kinds of weird colors.
Yeah, hey Mark, my best example of that, years ago, my first trip to Alaska in the salmon run, and everybody's got all the spoons and the spinners and this kind of stuff, and one guy flung something out, and I'm going like, what the hell? And it was a topwater popper, and the salmon were just going nuts hitting that thing.
Sure. You know, everybody gets stuck on one thing or another, and they don't want to kind of try a little bit different, and I just love playing with stuff. I've caught a bunch of fish, and I'm pretty good at it. At a certain point in time, I want to teach myself more and experiment a lot.
Well, you've been spending a lot of time back here in your home state, south with our buddy Dano Wise, and goodness, it looks like y'all are having more fun than the law would allow.
It's, Well, actually, there may be some truth to that, but I'm not going to admit anything on the air. But no, it's, you know, it's a phenomenal fishery. I love it. You know, should start in Matagorda from when I was real young from there south. I fell in love with porpoise when I was when I was about 16, and then when I moved to Austin, my dad had moved down to Corpus, and so I'd go down there and fish all the time, and really discovered I started getting better at freshwater, you know, and we took some artificial worms down there just messing around and started catching plenty of redfish with them. So, you know, I kind of learned pretty early on that these fish are not quite as, you don't need to give them quite as much credit as a lot of people do.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, coming up again Wednesday through Sunday is the Houston Fishing Show. DOA will have a booth there. And Mark, you say you're going to be coming in Friday. Will you be at the show Friday, or will you be there just Saturday and Sunday?
I'll be at the show Friday.
Okay. Folks, let me tell you what. Neat thing about coming in and going to the show and seeing Mark is he's not just there trying to sell you something. This guy's going to talk fishing. I mean, I swear to goodness, right. You have a crowd around your booth every year. We're on the same aisle. It's always fun to see you and catch up and see you in advance so that you have a little idea of maybe some questions you might want to ask Mark. Go to DOALures.com and check out the entire lineup. Mark, I'm looking forward to seeing that little shrimp. I can tell you right now, I want to see that thing.
I tell you what, just like you said, it's always good getting over there. There's a bunch of people, you know, I got to fishing with Sally and Aubrey Black last year and crushed the fish with them and fished, you know, like say, Dano is just gold. He's a character and a half. I think I've lost two of his cell phones now, so I don't know if we're going to be allowed to get on the bus together or not again. But
folks, you'll learn fishing and you'll hear some great stories. Mm-hmm. Mark, we appreciate you joining us today.
Hey, good talking to you guys, Harold. Good hearing from you too, sir.
Thank you, Mark. I tell you what, good stuff, man. Have a great show. Friends, we got to take a break, but we shall be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
To celebrate the Jeep President's Day event, we're creating our own motorcade of the most awarded, best-selling SUV brand ever to hit the road and explore what lies beyond it. Leading the procession is Jeep Wrangler, American legend, and the 2019 Motor Trend SUV of the Year. Following close is Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever, and versatile Jeep Compass with its class-leading technology and connectivity. And rounding it all out is Jeep Cherokee with its nimble 31 mpg highway. But great deals on this motorcade will be coming to an end soon. So hurry in today to the Jeep President's Day event. The Jeep brand and Jeep Grand Cherokee have received more awards over their lifetime than any other SUV or SUV brand. Based on compact SUV segmentation, OEM website, Auto Knowledge, EPA estimated 4-cylinder, 4x2. Actual mileage may vary. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. What's coming up, Harold?
Well, here we go. March 6th to 10th. I think we've talked about this, haven't we? The 44th annual Houston Fishing Show, the Jar Jar Brown Convention Center in Houston. Check HoustonFishingShow.com. March 8th, Hunt County Chapter of Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Greenville. For info, go to ducks.org. excuse me, March 8th, Stephen F. Austin Chapter of Ducks Unlimited Banquet in Nacogdoches. For info, again, ducks.org. That makes it simple. March 9, Kimball County Chapter Mule Deer Foundation Fundraising Banquet in Roosevelt. MuleDeer.org. Next Sunday morning, one of Bill's favorite times, Daylight Savings begins at 2 a.m. I'll take care of that in the morning. Anyhow, take a look at those big events on those websites and go to one of them, or all of them, in your new Ford truck.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load, getting you to a job site, hunting ranch, favorite lake, or the coast, count on the lineup of versatile Ford trucks to work overtime to get the job done. The 2018 F-150 body is up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Made of high-strength, military-grade 6000 series aluminum alloy used in big military and industrial applications. Plus, its fully boxed frame is made of up to 78% high-strength steel. The F-150 has its most advanced powertrain lineup ever, like best-in-class torque, payload, plus towing, and that's just the beginning of F-150 best-in-class features. The Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year, and once again named the Truck of Texas. It's the number one selling truck for 41 years running. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
Then take that Ford truck over to Carter's Country and load up right now, M&P 15 Sport from Smith & Wesson. Oh boy, fabulous 5.56. That AR type rifle, there's $599.97. All kind of extra goodies too with it. 30 round magazine and more. Ammo, American Eagle 5.56. 90 round box, only $32.97. Something that's great for home or vehicle protection. The amazing Mossberg 590 Shockwave, that in essence is a legal pump shotgun pistol, 12 gauge. $349.97. You want to put one up to your shoulder, the Remington Express Tactical Pump, 18-inch police choke, 12-gauge, 3-inch mag, only $339.97 for this pump. Another great AR deal, the Ruger 5.56 American, 6-position telescoping stock mill sights, 5.56 NATO caliber, which means you can shoot .223 in it. $589.97. 6 months totally free financing is going on. So while you're at it for your pocket, get the Ruger EC9S 9mm, very lightweight, great value at $249.97. Just some of the goodies at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961.
I want to thank our guest, Mark Nichols, DOA Lures, DOALures.com. See him at the Houston Fishing Show this coming week.
Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Join us next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.